Jai 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 I'm going to go to the hospital. Kimin bilang gibi? Kimin bilang? Bilang gibi. Bilang, bilang, bilang. Hand over to me. Bilang, yes, I need him. Bilang. He took the center of Bhakti Yoga, completely took it. He completely surrendered at the lotus feet of Bhagavan. That time, Krishna, he saw him along with his associates. Whatever past times that he has performed, he saw all of them. He also saw. All who are worshipping those who are forgetting Bhagwan, they are full of anarthas and they are wandering in this land of birth and death. And those who are worshipping him, they are getting liberated and proceeding towards Gola Vrindavan. So what is anarth? Anarth is the root cause of all troubles. And how to remove these anarthas and perform bhajan. Naam is so sweet. The name is so sweet. Just at one time, you chant the pure names. All the associates of Bhagwan, all the pastimes of Bhagwan are there. One can have darshan of all of these. But nothing is happening to us. It means anarth. Anarthas are disturbing us. So we have to remove anarthas. What are these anarthas?
Maya
the conditioned souls, there are four types of unearthers for them. One is Swarup Brahm. First, he has illusion about his Swarup. He has so many material or maybe divine desires, desires for the only planet, and he has Dorvalya Aparad. He is pure atomic consciousness. And that is why he is Krishna's Das or Dasi. But he forgets his eternal position as a servant of the Lord. This is Swarup Brahm, forgetting about his constitutional position. Then Asat Krishna. As soon as he forgets his real constitutional position, then Asat Krishna. All false desires, material desires, all the desires concerning his body, all those that are temporary material enjoyments, these things are all anarthas which come to him, and he desires for all these things. If he considers his body to be himself and thinks concerning the body to be his, as soon as he gets this mentality, immediately Maya captures him, kidnaps him, and puts him in the world, material world. And then his heart becomes weak, and then he commits offenses, aparan. After that, Swarup are also described in detail to be of four types. All these four that I have spoke, they are all further divided into being four types. Now we will discuss it a little later, let there be some translation. Bhajan Rahasya.
Forgetting this, he is plunged into the ocean of life and death, cold, misunderstanding of one's spiritual identity, then comes a sattva, a testament to material enjoyment, either by using the gross body or the subtle body. These desires that arise from these two bodies are called anandas. Because of this sattva, one constantly thinks in terms of I am mine. I am this body, and what is related to this body is mine. Because of this, Maya catches him and places him in the ocean of birth and death. Because of this material desire, then he has weakness of heart, vidya-dourbalya. And because of this weakness of heart, it leads him to cause aparad, or offense. Therefore, each of these four groups of anandas, each has four divisions.
You mean that from Jesus, who is that from? What am I?
I
am body.
From
illusion that I am this body. But I am not this
body.
This is not, mind is not me. This false ego is not me. Still, he is not understanding his existence. He is wandering in this world. This body is not me. What is Krishna? He is my worshipper of deity. Or Shankar, or Indra, or Ganesh. I am Supreme Personality of all the Goddess. In South India, Shankarji is considered to be Supreme Personality of the
Goddess.
If you worship, what does he do? Some people worship Ganesh. In Kartikeya, somebody considers. Some places Saraswati, some places Kali, in Rome, they consider Kali Durga to be the Supreme Personality. In different places, they consider different personalities to be supreme. Sadhu and sadhan. What is my sadhu? And what is my sadhan? Who is my worshipper? And what does he mean to achieve this? Many people worship the demigods, or the goddesses. They don't worship Krishna, but they worship demigods and Durga. This is not correct. Our aim is Krishna prem and sadhan is bhakti bhajan.
Asat Krishna
is four types. Asat Krishna is of four types. This planet means material desires of this world and of the heavenly planets, the man of the heavenly planets, to become a king, to become wealthy, these are also not proper to have these desires. And the way he desires, he also performs similar efforts. Especially, we have so much attraction towards wealth, and we try to achieve this, but we do not understand that this is only a cause of our trouble. You can try and try to achieve this wealth. Will you be happy? Only one should perform his bhajan. Understand, this is our real, this is something we have real fear. And all those pleasures in the heavenly planets, they are also temporary. Yoga would bring mystical perfections. He can enter into somebody's body. He can make himself very, very small, very subtle. Wherever he wants, he can travel. So, all these things are achieved very easily. You don't have to try for these things separately. Lagina, becoming smaller than the smallest, bigger than the biggest. And liberation for desire for liberation. All these are temporary material desires. Aparad. This is very dangerous. Offenses towards Krishna's name. They are called Namaparad. Aparatus towards Krishna Swarup. Means service towards Krishna, not performing
also
properly. And also offensive at the devotees of the Lord. Ganga, Yamuna, Giriraj. And aparatus towards the Dham, the holy places. Staying at these places, holy places.
Ganga, Yamuna, etc.
Giriraj. Yeah, here. Do not be careful. Do not commit any offenses to them. Always you should be very careful.
Hriday
Dorbal? Well, four types. That is very insignificant. And you have desire for that. Anything that is except for Krishna, attraction towards, attachment towards wealth, towards son, daughter, wife,
kuti nati.
Who means that something which is not correct, improper. Kuti and nati means something that is going to bring benefit to us. We are attracted towards things other than them. All these things should be removed. Master, enviousness. Oh, if you see progress of somebody, become envious. Enviousness you develop in our hearts. We should remove all these things from our hearts and perform Hari Bhajan. Always you should chant loudly. If you chant Krishna Naam Krishna like this, loudly, then your mind will become absorbed in the chanting. You chant loudly. Then this birth, birth, or birth and death, this is removed very easily. There is no other way. Ashtang yoga, Yoga,
yoga,
these will not bring such benefits. Reading Krishna's mind, then you can cross the material ocean of birth and death. Speaking like this, what is proper to describe here? If you forget Krishna, and except for Krishna, you try for something that is, try for something, you become attached to some material object, then your mind also becomes illusion. Means what? Comes means you consider this body to be yourself, and all these things related to this body to be yours. If some person, if the shelter of Gurudev, if it is shelter, to perform Krishna bhajan, then if he doesn't take Guru's shelter, then he cannot perform Krishna. And Maya comes, captures you. The only possibility that there is to cross this material ocean, to take Guru's shelter and perform Krishna bhajan. Translation.
No, not possible to perform Hari Bhajan if not.
Be right back.
People do not understand what is the absolute, what is the goal, or what is the
that go. Therefore, because of this illusion, they worship varieties of devas and demigods. Then there is Asat Krishna, thirst for temporary material happiness, either in this world or in the other world. In this world, they try to accumulate wealth, property, sons and daughters, or else they try to achieve a heavenly planet. But for Bhajan, neither of these desires are proper. One should not in this endeavor for any of these things, especially wealth, to desire to accumulate wealth, is an impediment for Bhajan. Just like happiness comes automatically, in the same way wealth comes automatically. Even if you do not endeavor for it, you'll see how it will come anyway. One should not endeavor for residence in the heavenly planet, because that is temporary also. Also, desire to achieve happiness by performing different types of yoga. This is also an anatta, an unwanted desire. By performance of yoga, the subtle body achieves many different types of abilities. One can achieve anything one desires. And one achieves eight different types of yoga conditions, like Ayurveda, Vajrayana, etc. And lastly, the desire for liberation. It is proper for those who desire to achieve pure devotion to give up these four types of Asat Krishna. Then there is Aparad, or offense. There was offense to Krishna's name, firstly. Secondly, there is offense to Krishna's Aparad, the 32 types of offenses committed in the deities. There is offense to the Vaishnava devotee, and there is offense to the Dham, or that which is affiliated with Krishna. And thirdly, objects which are given to Krishna, like the Ganga and like Jiraj, Maharaj, etc., one should be very careful not to give offense to them. One should fix one's goal and become free from these four types of aparad. And when there is aparad, there must come really to Vajita, weakness of heart. That means one becomes attached to temporary material enjoyment. Firstly, there is kuti nati, who means bad or wicked. That behavior, which is kuti nati, opposed to devotion. Nati means auspiciousness. So that behavior which brings no auspiciousness is called kuti nati. That is exemplified by duplicity. Also, envy of others' good fortune. To dispel these types of weakness of heart is proper for devotional service. Therefore, how to become free from all these? One must chant very loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, continuously and loudly. If the mind is running here and there, all these types of ananda dakti we discover by the loud chanting of the name of Krishna. By the performance of the different limbs of yogi, yoga, and by meditation, giving of charity, etc., these anandas are not dispelled. How are they dispelled? In the 11th canto of Bhagavatam is described, Vayam Vidya Abhavane Sancha. Therefore, Bhagneki Shan Gurudeva Prana. The jiva has forgotten Krishna and become attached to things in this world. Therefore, he is experiencing suffering. Because of this false attachment, he thinks, I am this body, and what is this body belongs to me. In other words, I am mine. From this time, the only way to become free from this fear is if someone takes complete shelter of the feet of the bona fide spiritual master. And under the guidance of the bona fide guru, one performs Krishna's devotional service to Krishna. There is no other way to become free from a very distant or a concomitant fear.
Reading. Like this, taking shelter of Gurudev, then he learns the methods to perform bhajan, shravan, smaran mandan, etc. He follows all the limbs of bhakti, and then definitely, certainly,
Tattva
Gyan will manifest. And also simultaneously he will develop renunciation towards all material subjects. Certainly it will happen. He will develop renunciation towards the material world and Tattva-gyan will manifest in his life. He takes the shelter of Guru and performs his bhajan, and Tattva-gyan is not coming. Who are the worshipable for me? Demigods or Krishna? He is not having any realizations, no understandings. Then he doesn't develop any renunciation to material objects, then bhakti will not come. Certainly there is some fault somewhere. He is hearing Harikatha, but he is not developing any renunciation. Pure devotional service is not manifesting in his heart. You must understand. Something fault is there in my Shravan Kirtan. Remove these faults and with pure form perform Bhakti Bhajan. Today is Deepavali. In the evening we will celebrate Deepavali. Deepavali means with one lamp all the world is lit by its effulgence. There is no effulgence in the heart. Only through bhakti you can have darshan of Bhagwan. This is lighting the lamp of your heart. Like this, we should celebrate the Deepavali. You should give in charity the lamp's name through bhakti. Your heart should be lit. And this Paratattva, our Paramatma, Sri Krishna, this is the glories of Deepavali. Just lighting the lamps is not enough. You know the darkness of your heart. Today in the evening, immediately after the Pravachan, we will go to Mahasi Ganga. And on this temple also, we will decorate this with lamps. We will light candles and lamps and remove the darkness of your heart by performing the Lord. We will perform a short parikrama today after the breakfast. Manasi Ganga we will go. And thereafter, Haridev ji, there he lifted up Govardhan, that place, and Brahmakund, where Brahma is performing yajna so many times, long time. Then Chakleshwar Mahadev, Sanatana Goswami's bhajan kutir, which is Giriraj Arvind, Mukharvind. We will have darshan of all these places and come back.
Srimad Bhagavatam says, if one is worshipping Bhagavan upstairs, and also by the choices of devotional service, then knowledge of different spiritual truths, Tattva-gyan, as well as Vairagya, a feeling of detachment from material enjoyment, must definitely awaken in the heart automatically. If one is performing the nine things of devotional service, such as hearing, chanting, remembering, offering prayers, worshiping the deity, becoming a servant of Krishna, becoming a friend of Krishna, and completely offering everything to Krishna, then under the guidance of Guru, then definitely, automatically, all knowledge of spiritual truth and the understanding of the scriptures must enter the heart, and one also a feeling of detachment will also come. Therefore, if one is taking shelter of the spiritual master and performing the nine things of devotion, but knowing some different spiritual truths, who is Bhagavan, who is a demigod, who am I, what is devotion, has not entered the heart, and one is still engaged in material enjoyment, then it must be understood there is a fault in our practice. If someone is hearing the Bhagavatam, but these two things are not coming, knowledge and detachment, there must be a fault in our worship. Therefore, today is Deepavali. Deep means lamp.
Deepavali's real meaning is, one should take the lamp of devotion in the heart, and by this devotion, the heart is illuminated, so one can see both Krishna and also oneself. Therefore tonight, all will go down to Manasiganga, and we'll offer lamps to Krishna. Maybe with Krishna in mind, he is our goal. And we'll pray that the bhakti should also enter our heart, dispel the darkness of material existence, and illuminate myself and also my relation with Krishna. Then also, we should order the four directions of the temple, up and down, devotees will put candles, giveaways, all kinds of things. But Deepavali does not just mean offering lamps and candles. Deepavali means to take bhakti in our heart. So after this, we're going forth onto Manasi Ganga, Sri Haridev, to Ramakund, where Ramaji performed yajna for thousands of years, then Chakrishwar Mahadev, the Bhajan Stali of Sri Sanatana Swami, then Pukhara Vinda, the mouth of Giriraj, then we will return here. Hare Krishna.
আজকে দীপাবলি আপনার দীপাবলির জন্য মোমবাতি ব্যবহার করবেন না। মোমবাতি ব্যবহার করলে মোম সব যখন রাস্তায় গলে যায়, সব সব রঙে চিপকে যায়, খুব অসুবিধা হয় পাথরের এবং রং সব নষ্ট হয়ে যায়, আবার অনেক খরচ হয়, খরচে না রং একদম খারাপ হয়ে যায় একদম। আর দীপাবলি এর সব সুন্দরের ওই মোমবাতি ব্যবহার না করে, মোমবাতি ব্যবহার করার পর মোমতে বর্তমান নষ্ট হতা হয়, রঙটি নষ্ট হতা হয়,
ফ্রিকোয়েন্সি
5.8. Even if that's out of the way, but if not, they can come and offer their
presentation. Hare Krishna. All the devotees who have arrived in the last 3-4 days and have some blessings to get, it is an opportunity today that will be Srila Prasprabhu sitting outside at the table. Please enlighten your heart and register. Also, you have how tremendous Srila Prabhupada are here from the beginning, who have not even registered, who are just coming along, taking advantage of these beautiful opportunities.
Hare,
I want you to register also.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.